Lil Nas X trolls fans with baby news. Harry Styles spends Christmas with his family, and no, Drake didn't work at his uncle's Memphis furniture factory. It's Thursday, December 29th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Lil Nas X, who has a habit of playing with his followers on social media, raised some eyebrows on Wednesday by claiming he had a child. "Yes, I have a son, and I'm no longer to hide him from this cruel world," the rap star wrote in an Instagram story. In another, he displayed the boy's birthday as September 27th, 2021. Most fans aren't buying that there is a littler Lil Nas X. "If y'all immediately believe anything that comes out of Lil Nas X's mouth, you don't need to be on the internet," read one tweet. Another fan wrote, "Lil Nas X is so good at trolling, I literally don't believe anything he says unless it's about music release dates." Last year, Lil Nas X showed photos showing him with a baby bump to accompany the news that he was pregnant with his debut album Montero. He also posted a video of the delivery. This past September 12th, he tweeted photos with a plush toy and captioned them, "Dad duties never stop." Check out some of the reactions to Lil Nas X that he had a baby in the link in this description. Harry Styles fans are getting a glimpse of the festive feast he enjoyed while spending the holidays with his family in the UK. The pop star's mother, Anne Twist, shared a set of photos on Instagram on Wednesday that she captioned simply "Christmas 2022. One of the pics showed a decorated table full four, filled with dishes of food. Smile showed up smiling in a photo with Twist, his sister Gemma, and her beau, Michael Malowski. On December 15th, Styles took to his own Instagram to reflect on a phenomenal year that included a world tour and the release of his third album and two movies. "2022 changed my life," he captioned a photo showing him on stage in an empty stadium. "I can't begin to thank you all for who supported me through it. I'll never forget it. I hope your end of year is filled with happiness and calm. Love you all. See you next year." Styles could be gifted with one or more Grammy Awards in a few weeks. He has six nominations, including Album of the Year and Song of the Year and Record of the Year for As It Was. Websites around the world are reporting this week a collection of lyrics Drake wrote while working at his uncle's furniture factory in Memphis are going up for auction. Problem is, Drake's uncle never had a furniture factory in Memphis. The tale stems from a TMZ post that claims a rep for Moments in Time auction house in Los Angeles said Drake was working in his uncle's Memphis furniture factory as a youth and the lyrics were found in the dumpster when the factory eventually closed down. In fact, teenage Drake occasionally worked at the Toronto furniture factory owned by his maternal grandfather, Reuben Scher. The factory was shuttered more than a decade ago. Drake did spend his early summers in Memphis with his father, Dennis Graham, and his uncle, professional musician, Larry Graham. In 2018, Moments in Time auctioned off a notebook that belonged to Drake, said it was found at Scher's Toronto factory. It contained 10 Mac Commandments, Drake's version of Biggie Smalls' 10 Crack Commandments, as well as several samples of his signature and credit card numbers. Bidding for the latest collection of notes will start at $20,000 US, according to TMZ. On the sheet of paper, which shows the name Sylvia, along with a Toronto phone number and area code. Another shows lyrics for "Come Spring," perhaps the inspiration for "Come Winter," on Drake's 2006 mixtape, Room for Improvement. Another auction house offered a notebook full of Drake's handwritten notes, as well as lyrics for songs that ended up on 2006 mixtape, Room for Improvement, in 2018. It also contained a personal to-do list by Drake that includes a wish list of guest artists, Maxwell, DeAngelis, India Arie, and Usher, and motivational quotes and four practice autographs. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.